The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 16, Letter Number 5833, Star, we call it B, Baruch Hashem, the 9th of Mar Cheshvan Tovshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. Now, this person is what else is new. He got himself into a lot of debt, and he was struggling. He didn't know what to do. So he writes to the Rebbe a proposal, what he's thinking, how to get out of debt. In response to your letter in the second day of Mar Cheshvan, in which you write about the debt that have been sort of, that you accumulated in the last years, and you don't see, obviously, any way as of now, how to pay up the debts. So, therefore, what do they have an idea? What's their idea? That maybe it is fitting. He lived in Israel. Maybe it's proper, maybe it would be fitting to travel to outside of Israel for several years and to hire yourself up, hire himself in a way that not only should it cover the day-to-day expenses, but there should also be sufficient to pay up some of the debt. I guess they offered him a position, something that he could work. He would make enough money to keep the regular day-to-day budget going. On top of that, he'll make enough money so he can pay up the debt. He's asking the Rebbe that advice. So the Rebbe says, first of all, you have to take into consideration the first thing that is going to happen, you're adding to the expenses of the travel, there and back, which is nothing to sneeze at. It's not a little, it's expensive to travel. In addition, in generally, to move from one place to another place is always tied to special expenses that the move sort of requires. So basically, you're going to spend a lot more money now you have to invest for the move. And likewise, the Rebbe says, there is no guarantee, there's no definite guarantee that in the country that you're going to come, you are going to make enough money that it's going to be covering, fitting to cover all your expenses and all your debt. Why? Because those people who guarantee you work, they can only guarantee for a year or two. And even that, in other words, they're going to give you a contract maybe, so you're going to get a contract for a year or two. And even if you do have a contract, sometimes the conditions change. Very difficult, and sometimes they may not even be able to pay you what they promised. And there's other doubts. So the Rebbe says you're going, first you're making yourself a lot of expenses, and it's at all not guaranteed, even if they're promising you now, it's not long term. Besides the fact, sometimes the conditions change and they can't even deliver what they promised. Besides all that, the Rebbe says there is also difficulties getting used to the new place. And besides all that, there is difficulty getting used to a new place, especially when you talk about little children. The Rebbe says, for all the reasons that I said, it doesn't fit. I don't like this idea. And the Rebbe says, you have to look into over there where you're living, to find some parnasa, in addition to your regular job, you should look into supplement your income by finding other things to make, to help you with your parnasa, so you can sort of pay off some of the debt that you accumulated. And the Rebbe says to him, just like you have seen the kindness of the Blessed Hashem, as far as a shidduch, as far as children, as far as your residence, And Rabbi writes in a parenthesis, for sure you remember that you were also, you've given up about that too. You know, you were pretty despondent at the time. And Hashem helped you, right? So I'm hopeful, the Rebbe says, that also in this, in the future, it will be better than you were expecting. But the Rebbe says, the condition, you have to interest yourself and on your own into creating that pipeline and the vessel, what you need for you and your family, may they live. So, leaving and going to outside of Eretz Yisrael to try to make your living better is not something that you have, that Rebbe recommends. And the Rebbe says, stay there, try to find, increase your parnasa. He wrote to the Rebbe that he doesn't know how to get rid of all of his debt, and he doesn't, and he wants to go elsewhere. The Rebbe said, there's no guarantees that it's going to work, that plan. Besides the fact that you're going to be immediately adding to your debt. Similar ways, there was other person wrote to the Rebbe, he wants to become a fundraiser, he wants to come to America. And the Rebbe also, the Rebbe discourages people from traveling. The Rebbe wants them to find solutions locally to try to work. The Rebbe says you got to work harder and try to find other ways to supplement your income. The Rebbe blessed him, good news and all the above. And the Rebbe says, everything goes, follows what the end. The Rebbe says like this, you do what you need to do. You increase more energy in your holy work. And as a consequence from this cause, you will also give good news in the other, in your personal matters. The Rebbe says, I guess the achar achitu at the end, the Rebbe means that you concentrate on your job, do even better, and then, as a consequence, God will also help you with some of the other means.